Welcome to another podcast from Security Info Watch. This is Steve Lasky. I'm the editorial director. Today with us, we have Dan Crimmins, who's the global leader for product management at March Networks. And we're reporting live from the floor of As Is 2017. Good gracious. At in Dallas. So Dan, tell us a little bit about what is new with March Networks and what you're highlighting here at the show.
Sure. Well, first, thanks for this opportunity to kind of talk about March Networks. So one of the things that we are showing at the show this year is another integration with Searchlight. We came out with Searchlight a number of years ago. It is really a tool to allow our customers to be able to do advanced searches based on taking in data. It first started by taking the transactions, whether from banking or retail, and then we started adding business intelligence by integrating the metadata from 3D stereographic cameras, and then we added RFID integration with Zebra. So this year, we're basically adding the integration from a company called Patriot One. It's a fairly new company that basically has a unique approach to detecting weapons. It's not a traditional metal detector, they're using microwave. So what we're doing with this integration is whenever their system picks up the potential weapon, we are integrated such that that metadata comes into the Searchlight tool and you can then search on it. So the key thing is, as this data point comes in, now you want to see the video associated with that event, you just pull it up as a list within the Searchlight database. And then if you want to go back over time and say, all right, I'm kind of curious about, you know, this one particular site, how many events like this do they have this? Then you can go through and you can see the history of all that. And again, anytime you want to look at a particular event, you see the video along with it.
What vertical markets right now is this appropriate for, and where do you think you want to concentrate efforts?
Yeah, so I think it is a great play in a number of areas. One area that March does well that probably a lot of people will know about is in the education industry. So we have some pretty good reference sites in the K-12, even some college. So certainly I think concealed weapons is a concern there. But really I think any kind of application, especially government, or anywhere there, public areas, especially what's going on in the news, there's a growing concern for people bringing concealed weapons. So again, integrating what Patriot One has with our system gives another tool for system investigators to understand what's going on.
What's the advantage of using something like this, say in a K-12 or a university environment, or even a sporting event, compared to using a standard metal detector or the metal detector wands?
Yeah, so the metal detectors, and even this system, if in a standalone application, their primary target is basically provide an immediate response alert. Mm-hmm. And we're not interfering with that. We're adding an extra capability that whenever these events occur, you're now associating with video. And then you can go after the fact and say, all right, I'm kind of curious in my stadium or my particular school, in the last month, how many incidents have we had where this system picked it up? So then the investigator can go and say, okay, this is kind of, wow, last week we've had 10 incidents. So now you can make a determination on that. What do I do? Maybe I want to set up another one of these systems. Mm-hmm. Maybe I need to do, some public announcements, sort of reminding people that you can do. So it basically gives people information that they need to kind of figure out how to do something differently to avoid this, make it better for them.
So it's good from a predictive analytics type thing, but it sounds like from a forensic aspect, it's also pretty solid.
Absolutely. Again, what our system is, we're not doing the immediate alert. That system is doing that. So somebody walks through, it's providing media log. The piece that we're doing is basically associating the video, with the event, and then providing an historical view.
Right.
And then from there, once you have that history, you can decide to do some different things with that.
Yeah, I mean, that's great, because just incorporating the video with that is, again, gives you another tool that, whoever the client is or the establishment and organization using this is, can solidify a case or, again, like you said, help with some proactive.
Yeah, and that's kind of our strategy in that we just see this as another type of data. I mean, you hear the buzzwords like big data.
Right.
So our plan is just to keep strategically adding some key integrations to add benefit to our customers.
Okay. tell us a little bit about the, I know you were just talking to me a little bit about the command center solution that you guys are also showcasing here. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so one of our key focuses, of course, is banks. And surprisingly, a lot of the larger banks are creating their own security operation centers, which consist of a video wall, and there's a number of operators that collaborate on what's going on, and alarms come in. So the new command center basically does things. It provides a video wall where people can basically take video and display it depending on what's going on at a particular bank branch or a corporate office. But then the other thing it does, it aggregates all the alarms. And really cool feature about it is you can set kind of a threat level. So depending on the number of alarms that come in or type of alarms, you could say, all right, my threat level or my risk is high or my threat level or risk is low.
Okay.
So I gave you a bank example. Really, you know, there's so many applications out there. I mean, schools, hospitals, I mean, government municipalities, fusion centers on the transportation side. They all have these rooms where there's a bunch of people working together that want to see an overview of what's going on in the application. And then they have to deal with all of these alarms coming in. So this is a great tool to basically manage the alarms and really give people the information they need to know about their application.
All right. That's good you finished right there because I think I screwed it up. Okay, well, that's good.
How was that?
I think we're done, yeah.